You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. People who live in a homeless encampment on Burien City property are moving again, the second time in 2 months, now that the city council is allowing a local animal shelter to lease the land they're using. The sweep is controversial. King County warned the city it was potentially running afoul of court rulings on the constitutionality of criminalizing people sleeping in public when they have nowhere else to go. At a heated meeting on Tuesday, city council members heard public pressure both in favor of and opposed to clearing the camp.
I hope that we can leave tonight with a solution in place that will work for the people who are unhoused right now, because they're very stressed and worried about where they're going to be sleeping after tomorrow's sweep.
My kids will not take my grandkids to the library. They won't walk up and down the city streets.
We should empower them to say, we don't want to live like this anymore. With each passing day, we drive them further from getting better and extend their stay in this environment.
And people don't even feel comfortable grocery shopping anymore because of all the homeless.
KUOW's Casey Martin has been reporting on this issue, and he's in Burien now. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Libby.
So set the scene for us. Where is this city lot and what's been happening there this morning?
Yeah, this is a small patch of grass really close to downtown. It's kind of in the economic heart of downtown Burien. And it's right next to a dentist office. There's a whole bunch of restaurants and cafes nearby, some condos across the street. And it's only a couple of blocks away from City Hall and Library, where, as you said, these folks were living just about 2 months ago. So it's pretty close to where they were. And this morning, we've seen a lot of outreach workers, people from different nonprofits and churches, people offering food and coffee, and also limited shelter space. There's no shelter space here in the city, but there is shelters in Tacoma, Tukwila, and Seattle, and they're trying to get some folks to get into those shelters today. As far as the city presence, there's a lot of workers here. It looks like they're with the Parks Department, bright orange vests, and they are loading all of these tents and people's belongings and a whole bunch of debris into dump trucks and clearing away this area this morning.
And I guess it sounds like some folks are going to shelter. Do we know where the people who are not leaving Burien to go to shelter are going to go?
They will find other spots in Burien where essentially they can hide, where they can go and not be bothered. I've talked to a few folks that they've already picked out a spot behind some kind of industrial businesses, some side back roads that they've been to before. They can kind of camp out, and they're looking for kind of public spaces, public green spaces that they can go to, again, kind of be out of the way and maybe set up camp for at least a week, a little bit. But a lot of people here, they're from Burien. They live here, they have families here, and they're trying to stay in town.
So, like you said, the camp just moved from the City Hall property a couple months ago. Now they're moving again. How do folks who you spoke to in Burien feel about this camp that's been a presence there for at least several months?
There's a lot of mixed feelings. There's quite a divide. There's a lot of people that were at this city council meeting on Tuesday night that are very angry at the city for allowing this camp to grow. They feel that these people are not from Burien, that they've moved here from some other place, and that the city has let this encampment grow out of control, and they would really like it to go away as soon as possible. They're pretty fired up about that. And then there's a lot of folks that are feeling that, yes, that this encampment shouldn't be here, but that there should be shelter options, that the city should be stepping up and finding a place, you know, for them to go and live safely, maybe a plot of land that the city owns so that they can set up and, you know, provide resources to have security there, to have outreach workers there, you know, connecting them with services or job training, things like that. And so there's a consensus that the encampment shouldn't be here. We know that encampments are not very hygienic. They're not very safe. But there is a divide on where should people go. And some people would like them to leave the city, and others say, hey, these are Burien residents. We should figure out resources for them.
Casey, a big question going into today was, how would Burien enforce this sweep? Because King County said last month it was not going to participate. What have you learned about that?
Yeah, this sweep looks a lot different than a lot of other sweeps that I've seen before, in that there's no police here right now. I'm watching it unfold right now, and there's not a single police officer. Typically, you see a lot of cops hanging around these kinds of things. There was talk that there would be private security, people that were hired to be here, and we haven't seen any of that today. Really, the level of enforcement has just been outreach workers really encouraging people, saying, hey, it's time to go. You know, you have plenty of time time to grab your things. A lot of people were starting to pack up yesterday, and they're spending all morning this morning making sure that people get their belongings and that, you know, nothing of theirs gets thrown away. And the Parks Department has also allowed people to empty out their tents, make sure that they have everything. If they want to keep their tent, they can, you know, bust that down and take it with them. And then, like I said, a lot of city employees are then hauling the rest away, the debris away.
Let's talk about why this is happening now, Casey. Can you tell us any more about this lease that's taking over the Burien City property?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, the city council voted to lease this small plot of land to Burien Cares, the animal shelter that wants to open a city-sanctioned dog park. People apparently have been bringing their dogs here for years, and they would like this to be an official dog park. And in that lease process, this public little spot of land has now been essentially privatized. So now that this private group will take it over, and as part of that, they would like everyone living here to go to vacate the area. I've been told this morning that as part of that lease agreement, it's the city's responsibility to clean the area. There was a lot of questions of, you know, what would happen to debris or what would happen to any of the tents that were still left here. And with that agreement, the city is responsible for removing everything, cleaning up the area, and then Burien Cares, we're told, will soon move in and start the process of setting up a dog park. And there was a lot of discussion about potentially holding this lease. On Tuesday night's meeting, the Burien City Council said, you know, maybe we could wait about 30 days, allow everybody who's living in the encampment to make sure that they get into shelter, that they're able to move to a place that would be right for them, and just kind of pump the brakes on this lease so it wouldn't be happening so quickly. That was not approved. The council decided not to do that. There was a lot of discussion about doing it, but it never happened. And so right now the camp is being removed.
So the city council took no action. The camp is being removed. On that subject, hold on for just a beat, Casey, because I spoke yesterday to Burien City Council member Sydney Moore about that city council meeting and how the city is navigating the constitutionality of this move. And she says she believes the lease agreement was entered into with the express intent of removing this camp. And again, we recorded our conversation yesterday, so when we say last night, we're referring to Tuesday night's meeting. Here's Councilmember Moore.
I feel like it's been abundantly clear the entire purpose of leasing this property out has been to find a way to remove people from camping there. Our city has been trying to avoid running afoul of Martin v. Boise, which is a ruling that states we can't criminalize people for camping in public spaces. The loophole the city has pursued here is by leasing out a public space to a third party. That third party then can sweep people. So yes, it's been the intent known to everyone to lease this property out as quickly as possible so they can find a way to remove people as quickly as possible. Last night's meeting was intended to discuss whether or not we should move forward with this lease option, if we would take into consideration offering other alternative locations for these campers to relocate to, and having a conversation surrounding the letter our city received from the King County Executive's Office stating that we do actually have a responsibility to find housing for people, and the King County Sheriff's Office, who we contract with for our police force, would have no involvement in actively removing people or sweeping them from this lot. What proceeded at the council meeting last night was we had a lot of community input, lots of public comment. People are very heated about this issue in one way or another, lots of mixed feelings. But our council had a few options on the table to consider. In the end, we took no action. Every vote that we took failed. So no substantial progress has been made. There was an option put on the table that would have included $1 million from King County to serve this homeless population if the city of Burien would commit to using another piece of our land for a sanctioned camp. Our city council voted down that option, effectively turning away $1 million, which is quite interesting because Burien is on the verge of a fiscal cliff at this time. So facing a budget shortfall, it seems pretty unusual in my eyes, at least, to turn down $1 million for anything. especially when the trade-off seems like such a good deal on our end.
Is there any kind of outreach officially from the city to try to connect these folks with services? I mean, what are the options on the table right now for them?
So our city has remained committed to having services offered to people by our partners at Reach and LEAD. We have caseworkers who have been in constant communication with these unhoused people. However, we are facing a regional homelessness crisis, and there are limited options for people all around our region. There simply are not enough shelter beds to take everyone in. So while there have been ongoing efforts to connect people, and some people have managed to get into some shelter or housing options, for the majority, there is nothing currently on the table in terms of immediate need being met.
Let's get to the constitutionality of all of this, because the letter from King County Executive Dow Constantine's General Counsel pointed out that there have been several court rulings over the years. The Ninth Circuit has ruled in Martin v. Boise that a city is violating the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment if it bars camping on public property when there are not enough shelter beds for unhoused people to use instead. So basically, you can't criminalize homelessness if there is not an alternative to living in public. We've just talked about how there aren't sufficient options for folks in Burien there. Has the city identified any other options that could keep it in compliance with Martin v. Boise?
At this time, the city's position is that it has no responsibility to house people, and the expectation is that people will move from this property and end up wherever they may. The city contends that as long as we don't ban camping outright in all public spaces, then we are still compliant under Martin v. Boise, which is likely the reason it was stated in our agenda for the council meeting last night that people are still permitted to sleep on public sidewalks. The city of Burien has an exceptionally small amount of publicly owned land besides our parks where there are existing laws on the books that ban camping. So as far as whether we are going to run afoul of Martin v. Boise or be under scrutiny for trying to circumvent it, that's yet to be seen. There are other municipalities that have tried to find loopholes in adhering to Martin v. Boise that have run afoul, and there have been court rulings against those municipalities. It is certainly a concern for our city if we will face that sort of challenge, but at this time, the official statement from the city has been that we are in compliance as long as some public spaces exist where people can technically sleep.
I found it interesting that the county's legal counsel in the letter citing Martin v. Boise and then also the Grants Pass decision, which is one that you alluded to there, a city trying to kind of circumvent the Martin v. Boise ruling by imposing civil penalties first instead of criminal ones. The county's legal counsel emphasized that this city location in Burien, the lot remains a public facility, even though the city is allowing this private entity, the animal shelter, to lease it and maintain the location. What do you make of the county pointing this out? And was this a point of concern in debate at the council yesterday?
Well, as far as our council meeting last night, we didn't get into much debate about the letter from the county or their interpretation of the law or our adherence to it. I was hoping that we could have more conversation on that subject, but people kind of jumped the gun and moved forward in other aspects of that conversation regarding options for whether or not to pursue alternative places for people to stay or not take any significant action at all. I think that there is a concern that I'm hearing from the community that our city may be in conflict with the law as presented to us by the county, that us trying to circumvent Martin v. Boise with this lease loophole. But I defer to our city attorney and city manager on how to respond to that, because at this time they are arguing that the city is in compliance and essentially contending that the county is wrong. Our council has not put forward an official statement from our voting body. Our city manager did issue a statement in response to the county letter contending that the county is both misrepresenting the facts and their legal interpretation is wrong. That statement had not been previewed by the council or approved by the council. So there is actually some contention amongst us about the language of that letter going out, but the results of which are yet to be seen. And we are, I guess, at the whim of what the county wants to do next in terms of its response. So
I'm sure that your constituents represent a lot of diverse opinions on this. What have you heard from folks who are pleased that the lots will be cleared? And they were pleased that the lot next to the library and the city hall were also cleared a couple months ago. What are those folks telling you?
Well, there are a variety of opinions, and I guess everyone's entitled to their own, but we have a sizable number of people who are under the belief that unhoused people should continue being swept from public spaces or incriminated, thrown in jail. On the other end of that, there are a lot of people who acknowledge that a housing first approach does tend to work significantly better in getting people stable than criminalizing them, putting them in jail, or shuffling them from place to place.
Is there anything else that you want to add that we haven't discussed yet today?
I would encourage people to continue pressuring our leadership to take definitive action rather than insisting that this problem is someone else's responsibility.
That was Burien City Council Member Sydney Moore talking with me yesterday. And Casey Martin from KUOW is here with me live in Burien at this homeless encampment on the city lot that is clearing out today. And Casey, you hear there a lot of frustration from the council member. Any reaction to what she had to say?
Yeah, we've heard from Councilmember Moore before. There's a lot of tension on this city council, a lot of division, and there is this feeling that she's kind of alone in this, and arguing for allowing people a little bit more time to find a place to live, about accepting money from King County to set up a safe place for people to go live. And she got a little bit of support from maybe one or two other council members, but she's kind of overwhelmed with the other council members that were very clear that that this camp has to go, that they are really responding to business interests that are worried about crime, that are not liking that this camp is right next to their business. And you hear a lot of exasperation that she's kind of feeling like she's just maybe one of two voices on the council advocating for folks that are living here.
And I should say, we did invite a handful of council members from Burien on all sides of the issue to join us. Council Member Moore was the only one who was available. Casey, what are the unhoused people who live in this camp and are having to move saying today?
Yeah, these are rough. These camp removals happen early in the morning, and it's unsettling to watch a place that you've been living get kind of torn down and thrown away. It's difficult to watch people's belongings get kind of piled together on sidewalks. A lot of people are putting their stuff on sidewalks right now. And a handful of people I've talked to said they're excited that they got into a shelter. I just spoke to a woman that's heading to a shelter in Tukwila. She packed up all of her things yesterday, eager to get out of here and get to that shelter. But a lot of folks this morning say, this is Burien. They were kind of expecting this, and they will continue to stay here. But again, typically when we see, these kinds of camp removals, people are very frustrated and traumatized by this kind of early, abrupt transition as it goes from a place that they've been living to a place that's being very quickly taken down.
You cover homelessness issues across our region. How does what's playing out right now in Burien differ from how cities around King County are grappling with this issue?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting that we're seeing more cities like Burien and other east side suburbs kind of going it alone. They're passing no camping laws or no sleeping in car laws. And this particular situation where you've leased a public space to now a private entity to set up a dog park is kind of unique. It's not something that we see in King County. And I think as King County leaders are hoping for a regional response. There's not really that much of a regional response. Cities are going to do what they're going to do, as we're seeing here in Burien. One thing that we've seen in Seattle for the last few months, as the city has partnered with the state, is they really try to get outreach workers coming to these camps weeks, if not months, in advance. And they really try to get every single person moved out of the camp before police and parks departments show up. Again, they don't feel it's appropriate. They don't think it's right that people are there and then have to watch this this former area that they were living be torn down and thrown away. And this morning, people are literally grabbing their things out of a tent as then that tent is being pulled down. So every city's kind of doing their own separate thing, it feels like.
Yeah. Casey, what do you make of how King County is trying to exert pressure on the city of Burien by deciding that county deputies are not going to get involved in this sweep?
Yeah, I think overall, county leaders, you know, would really emphasize that homelessness is a regional crisis and it blurs over city lines. And as individual cities, you know, pass their own city laws, that really complicates things as they're trying to have a, you know, holistic regional approach to this. And in this particular instance, you know, as we mentioned, Burien doesn't have its own police force. And so King County was able to exert its influence a bit by saying, you know, we are not going to allow our sheriff's department be involved with this encampment. I think we might see, you know, some more strongly worded letters, some more, mentions of, potentially violating federal law as cities are passing no camping laws or laws that say you cannot sleep in a vehicle like an RV on the street. And the county is really trying to emphasize that this is a regional issue and they're really trying to get their both arms around this.
Thank you, Casey, for your reporting. KUW's Casey Martin live in Burien. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.